88.5 KCSN. Jim Nelson with you, and I'm joined in the studios now by Kurt Newman and Michael Ramos from Bodine's. Good morning to both. Well, it's not really morning. We're here in the evening the night before, but hello.
Good morning.
The magic of radio.
It's my favorite kind of morning.
The one where the sun is just going down, right? Yeah. Well, hello to both of you guys. Thanks for coming up here to the Valley to visit with us. You've got a show at the Troubadour that'll be, by the time we hear this on the air, be tonight. We'll talk about that a little bit more in just a moment. I want to mention that you guys have a new album coming out called American Made, which is due in June, I believe, mid-June.
June 12th,
so a little less than a month from now. And Kurt, I want to start off kind of just addressing the big elephant in the middle of the room, and then we'll move on from this. This is a topic we need to really sort of just discuss, because there's no ignoring the fact that Sammy Onis, who had been a high school friend of yours, and the two of you had formed this band together nearly 30 years ago, he opted out last summer, leaving you, Kurt, as the lone, not only the lone original member, but the lone songwriter, the lone voice, the lone frontman, where the band had always been the balance of the two of you. And I'm wondering, once the sort of initial shock of that wore off, you know, what was the process? How did you come to the point where you decided, okay, I think it's okay to keep this going even without Sam, as opposed to, you know, having to end it? What was the thought process? How did that come together?
Well, for one, we were already out promoting the last record when he didn't show up and quit the band. So we were already rolling out there, and it's, you know, it wasn't just me, it's Michael and the rest of the band and crew and all that had already been functioning. And so having someone kind of step in and play guitars and help us out to get through the shows for the remaining summer was really our goal. It was just, you know, we had contracts of gigs and people we had promised to do shows with. We wanted to finish those shows. I think once we started playing together, though, without Sam, and people were reacting so positive to what we were doing and coming up and saying thank you for continuing on, and how much it meant to them, it really hit me that, you know, it really wasn't about one person in this band or one person missing. It was more about the fact that the fans have a relationship to the music. You know, they have a million different personal stories and a million different connections to it. And I thought, I've always kind of felt Bodine's music, you know, it becomes that. You know a name of a band, but it's the music that you attach to or not. That's the relationship. That's what the band is then. It's mm-hmm. not just about one person. And so I thought, let's go make a great record, you know, because it felt good to play together. Let's just go make a record and put it out. And if fans continue to really dig it and be grateful we're out there and we're grateful we're out there, then it's a winning combination. But it was all going to be based on positive energy moving forward, and not getting sidetracked by, you know, negativity. And as long as it feels good, and as long as we're having a great time playing it, and as long as fans are still singing along, then it seems like the right thing to do.
Sure. And you and Sammy were not the only longtime members, just right. merely the last original members. Michael, as you and I were talking off mic earlier, first time I ever met and chatted with you and Bodine's was back in 1989. So clearly you've been a part of this for many years as well. From your vantage point at this point today, how do you feel about the whole situation with Bodine's and where it is right now?
Well, you know, as Kurt said, you know, it was those first couple of weeks after everything went down, it was really tough, you know, but there was this feeling of just everybody was so positive, you know, and it's sort of, you know, how in times of tragedy, people just get really strong together and just sort of pull together. And it was really, it was a beautiful thing to see and to feel. And we were just out there and we were just playing and, you know, I'll just go ahead and say it. It was just, the air just felt so fresh, you know, and, you know, a strange thing happened. We were like having fun, you know, and it was like, wow,
you know, different.
But you know, I mean,
it makes it a little easier to move on at that point, right?
Yes, it does. You know, and basically I was with the band way back in the 80s and the 90s, and then I, you know, went off and did other things, but I was always kind of in the behind the scenes because I was still hanging with Kurt from time to time and playing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys both live in Austin, right?
We do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, and I still play on the records, you know, and I'd go out and play with him on the road with his solo projects. So I, you know, I never really felt like I completely left the band.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, you've been on most of them since 89, if I'm not mistaken, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause every time I would go into the studio to record, I would, you know, I would call Michael up and say, okay, here come the tracks. And he would put his keyboards and his accordion down on it. And I finally just, you know, for a lot of years, Buck Allen had been playing with us and he was really great and we loved playing with him too, but there just came a time where I just really needed Michael to come back in the band, and so I asked him and he obliged.
Oh, cool. We're talking with Kurt Newman and Michael Ramos from Bodine's on KCSN right now, and their new album American Made comes out on June 12th. Let's listen to a song right now from it. This is Jay Leno on 88.5 KCSN.
Yeah.
88.5 KCSN. That's brand new music from Bodine's, not even released yet. It's called Jay Leno, and it comes from the forthcoming Bodine's album American Made, which comes out June 12th. And that song was written by Kurt Newman. And Kurt, it was based on something that actually happened to you when you were a little kid. It's pretty haunting and interesting, this story. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah. When I was about 8 years old, we came home from dinner one night, and the back alley was kind of lined with police cars. I lived in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, kind of not necessarily the inner city, but 51st and North Avenue. It was definitely in the city. And they had found a young girl's body dead in the garage next door to my house. And it was really shocking to me as a kid and our family. And within months of that event, my family moved us out to the country, out in Waukesha, which is about 25 miles west of Milwaukee. And for me, it was like basically moving to Mars, because I had never seen really trees and woods and nature and stuff like that before that. But anyways, so I grew up in Waukesha, and we start Bodine's and have all this music. And I'm always telling people about this story, about this thing that happened where they found this girl's dead body in the garage next door, never thinking any of it. And one day I just am in the studio and I'm playing the lick from the beginning of Jay Leno, and this just starts pouring out of me. And I'm like, why did this come out now? Very strange. You know, why did I never write about this before? I thought to myself, very strange. And so I go in the house, and my wife really likes the song, and she's like, you know what? I'm going to look this up online. It never even occurred to me to look it up. And she looks it up, and she goes, oh, my God, here's the story. And I'm just like, you're kidding. It's a story about a young girl named Donna Willing. It was a cold case in Milwaukee for 40-some years or something, since 1970, that had never been solved and had gone on for many, many years, and nobody ever talked about. And I finally wrote about it because I didn't know the story when I wrote this song. Is about someone aspiring to get out of the city and reach for the stars and do great things. You know, the idea of when you're not a famous person and you're watching shows like Jay Leno, it seems like everything's perfect there. You know, they're all smiling, beautiful people, happy, laughing all the time. And from the inner city and lower income type situations, it just looks like a perfect world. And I always wondered if maybe that's what the story was with her, if she was aspiring for something like that. She trusted the wrong person in just the wrong moment. Mm-hmm. But anyways, through all this, we are able to connect with her younger sister, who grew up just in sorrow over what happened in her family and not having answers herself. And she and I connected over this song finally. And I'm hoping that through it all, we were able to like bring some resolution to it all for her and her family, and the immense amount of sorrow she had held for all these years, that it's some relief that her younger sister's death actually brought some real positive energy to me and my world. You know, it got me out of that situation and into a world of many possibilities.
Well, the word balance came up earlier. it's an perfect example of balance, because not only the positive things that you got as a result of moving to Waukesha, where you met Sam, where you formed Bodine's, who knows what else would happen. But interestingly, there may be plenty of other people that were somehow connected to that little girl and her death back then that may be having similar experiences, and we just don't know about it yet. So interesting the way life can balance out.
The benefit of being a songwriter is your music touches a lot of people, and they write you these beautiful letters how you somehow help them with your music. And what I was trying to say to the Willings was like, because Donna's death got me out to where I was able to play music and my music got out in the world, it all builds off each other. And I thought that was a beautiful story.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. Thanks for telling that. We don't have a whole lot of time today, so I want to move along here. The new album is called American Made. And I'm just curious, in this day and age, 2012, to get both of your thoughts on what American Made means to you. Michael, let's actually, before we start, we're speaking with Kurt Newman and Michael Ramos from Bodine's, so we got that out of the way on KCSN, by the way. So Michael, what American Made, what does that mean to you?
Well, it's interesting, because I'm going to say this in front of Kurt for the first time, because I think about it every night. You know, I'm up there singing with him on the song American, and to me, not to sound corny, but at that moment, you know, I'm singing American, and I hope people realize, okay, you know, I'm a Latino guy, and I'm singing American, and that there's so much more to America than just, you know, any one specific corner of America. There's, you know, Latino people, there are Asian people, African American people, Native American, you know, it's just everything. And that's what I get from it. You know, Kurt has another twist on it, and that's extremely true as well. And I feel that, but for me, you know, it kind of makes me proud up there standing there singing about being an American, you know, and I know it sounds a little hokey and patriotic, but I, you know, I'm just being as honest as I can.
And that's the best answer right there. Kurt, how about you?
No, I think that's right in line with what we're saying about America. My whole point with America right now, for one, American Made is for Bodines, because Bodines was always about real roots American music. And our early career, people would say, oh, your roots rock. And I'd fight it thinking, no, we're more than that. But I've come to realize we really are that. You know, our music is based on rock and roll and blues and country and bluegrass, all these things that are great American music to me. But it's the point I'm trying to make with a song like American is like, let's stop this pulling apart of America. You know, whatever channel you flip to these days, there's someone pulling America apart. And I just wish people would stop buying into that and start thinking about common sense again and uniting each other and being more one people that work together. And let's start making stuff in this country again. You know, I've gone into stores, department stores, looking for an American product lately, and you just can't find it. Mm-hmm. It's gotten ridiculous. So all of that's about just, you know, promoting America again and being positive as a country instead of trying to rip each other apart all the time and blaming each other. Let's just get stuff done.
Well, that would be a perfect segue into the song American by Bodines, but that would be too obvious, and I'm not going to go there. We're going to instead listen to the single from the new Bodines album, American Made. The song is called Everything You Wanted, and here it is now on 88.5 KCSN.
Some soul, make some noise, play some rock and roll. Stay out late, maybe skip some school. Or blue collar kids with nothing else to do. A little smoke and dream, riding on the brain. Yeah, we get through the night, just trying to feel alright. Well, I guess we must have found something. Found some place and maybe we could hide. It felt real good on that long summer night. Two young kids just trying to get it right. But the big time lights, oh, they burn so bright. I guess you closed your eyes, maybe broke sometimes. Everything you Oh,
We're 88.5 KCSN. That's brand new from Bodine's. It's called Everything You Wanted from their album American Made, which comes out June 12th. Bodine's will be playing at the Troubadour on Wednesday night, or as you're listening to this, tonight. Boy, this time has gone by really quickly, guys. We have time for one more kind of quick question. So many things I wanted to ask you about, but I'll finish with this thought. Bodine's first put out an album in 86, so it's been 26 years now. And you put out albums pretty regularly until 96. And then from 97 to 2007, you put out one record.
Right.
Over the course of whatever that is, 10 or 11 years. And then now, in the last 5 years, there have been four Bodine's albums, including two in less than a year. That's an incredible change in creative output. What do you attribute that to? Either of you want to start?
Well, we went through basically a process where I felt the band had kind of been shut down from outside forces, or not necessarily outside forces, but people who had been working with the band but didn't really have our best interests in mind. So I kind of personally took it upon myself that I was going to try to make the most of my life these days. And what I really love to do is play music and write music. And so I wanted to do as much of that as I could for as long as I kind of could. And at the time, because there was such a long layoff, I thought, let's kind of reintroduce the band. And so I took it up, put it on my back, and I kept making these records and trying to get them out with everyone. And like we said earlier, it was a bit frustrating with the event we went through last year, but at the same time now, it's been liberating to feel like we're going forward positive with these records and big output and lots of music, and the band is better than ever, I think. You know, we've had Warren Hood join us on fiddle out there for the shows, and it's just been a blast playing them now, and we're really happy. So I think that's really the answer, is we're really happy putting out music again.
Michael, any thoughts to add to that?
I'm just really glad to be back touring with the band again. I mean, I wasn't really sure, you know, in the time that you were saying there was like a slowdown in production for the band. You know, I got married, you know, had a child, and, you know, it was just very content playing in my studio, producing stuff for folks back in Austin. And when Kurt called, you know, it was funny because my wife had said, you know, I really like Kurt and his wife, and I like what they stand for. And if they ever call you back, man, you got to do it. And it was just really strange. It was just a matter of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's ears were burning.
Yeah, I guess so.
Outstanding. Well, guys, thank you again for making the trek up here to KCSN and chatting with us about Bodine's in general, American Made, the new album in particular. If anybody's listening right now who loves Bodine's, didn't realize they were at the Troubadour coming up, what will be tonight, I'll be there. Maybe you'll see my face. The band's playing around 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock, somewhere in that range. So know about that. We'll see you guys down there at the Troubadour. Thanks again for coming down, and best wishes on American Made when it comes out, June 12th.
Thank you so much for having us and for having this station and playing some really fabulous music again in Los Angeles.
You got it. We're going to keep that going as long as we can.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
All right, we'll get back to the music now on 88.5 KCSN. Here's one from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.